1280 Ralph.
The mysteries of the unknown, UFOs, alien abductions, wonders of the world, ancient archaeology, ghosts, apparitions, secret military projects, futuristic science, government cover-ups, hoaxes and frauds. Join us as we embark on another edition of the Paranet Continuum. Now, answering questions and questioning answers, here's your host, the Director of Paranet Information Services, Michael Corbin.
And good morning, and welcome back as we continue with the Paranet Continuum, home of common sense, no-nonsense paranormal talk radio, and indeed, we are talking about just that thing this morning. The state of UFO research is in a very, very pathetic state, as is the media that covers it, as we are seeing every day, as some people know, don't want to keep harping on this, but there's someone west of us here who seems to be excited in dealing in the sensational aspect of all of this stuff and doing it quite irresponsibly, I must say, because it's giving the whole subject a black eye. And welcome back, Tommy.
Thank you.
Okay, now, we were talking about... We won't spend too much time on this because I want to get to the animal mutilation area. But the psychological warfare angle to this, and psychological warfare can imply a variety of things, of course. But, you know, you can't have disinformation without, you know, willing participants, people that will scarf it up and embrace it as truth. And I'd be curious to know your take on this because... we know that in 1953, the Robertson Panel convened to discuss, you know, the state of things, you know, their concerns over the UFO problem and the way that people were logging calls to the Pentagon and to military installations and jamming the phone lines, et cetera, et cetera. We're seeing that today in some ways with a you know, with the use of the media and the hype that surrounds some of the sensational stuff. I'm just wondering, you know, where you think that this is coming from. Do you think it's coming from within our own area, arena, or is this something that's being introduced by the government, maybe to test the waters, or are they using it to basically brainwash people about what this is?
Well, you know, over the years, I think there's I guess you might say a double standard there. What I mean by that is that over the years, you have the general public basically involved in all their little shenanigans and so forth, to where they were also spreading disinformation because you had the, you know, the contacting movement and
right.
And all these other things going on like this and the hoaxes and just like you have today. But at the same time, you know, I'm not laying all the blame on the general public because, I mean, the government was just as much responsible for some of the disinformation as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they from time to time will present disinformation to basically cover up a particular military exercise or a military project or whatever, or covert type of activity.
Mm-hmm. Which may not have anything to do at all with the UFOs.
Well, you know, if it has to do with the aerospace program, it does. You know, I mean, what I'm saying is it may appear to be to the individual, it may look like a UFO.
But it might be something more.
Right. It's just like when the stealth, giving you an example, a real good example of that is when in Arizona people were back in, late 70s and early 80s, if I'm not mistaken, you had this black triangular object, being sighted by different individuals
right.
in Arizona and a few other places. And they actually took one of the photographs of this thing, but it was at a distance. And, they classified it as a genuine UFO.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then later on we find out that we have the stealth aircraft.
Right.
And, you know, so, and who knows what else, but, you know, there are those things that, you know, I mean, we have remote controlled drones. We have all kinds of other VTOL aircraft, and things of this nature that can give the illusion of being something from outer space.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
So you know, but in turn, if they're doing some testing of this and in other various experiments, high altitude experiments and things of this nature, then there is going to be some disinformation released to the public to keep that particular project or whatever it is classified.
How much of this do you think is political?
I mean, so far as the phenomenon
yes.
itself,
mm-hmm.
I think there's probably a large majority of it is political.
Okay.
You know, there is just so many different avenues, so many different things that can be done to manipulate people and so forth by using the phenomenon.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is one of my great concerns here too. Like I said, over the years, you know, I began to see all kinds of things developing along these lines, and some of these groups, basically, in my opinion, were very subversive, and then just like the situation over there in Tokyo, Japan, you know, you had these people, and also in Switzerland and Canada, you had the people that claimed to be in contact with extraterrestrials also that committed suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some of them may have been murdered even up in Canada
mm-hmm.
and over in Switzerland. And I think there was another country involved. I don't know. I'd have to look at some of my files. But anyway, you're continually having these things pop up from time to time, and like the Tokyo thing, you had there was news articles about this particular leader also brainwashing his people using certain types of high technology, it went right back to mind control again, he actually had was causing using white sound and all kinds of other things. And then they got involved in developing, chemical, biological agents and things of this nature, stockpiling it and everything else because of his beliefs,
mm-hmm.
you know. So, and then you have, here, even in the United States, you have an individual that was up in, Rhode Island, that basically... was going to murder some individuals up there that was he thought was jeopardizing his research, and he thought there was a grand conspiracy, with the radium and so forth,
mm-hmm.
and he was thrown in jail. So.
Oh, that was New York.
Okay, New York.
Yeah, it was.
Right.
I know who you're talking about. Luckman, was that the name?
No.
No.
It was, I believe, Mr. Ford.
Yes, yes.
Right.
Yes. yes.
I'm kind of reluctant to mention people's
okay,
names, even
sure.
though it is publicly known and so forth.
Yeah.
I just don't like to drill that kind of information into people's minds all the time with particular names. But, you have these people, and it's the same type of scenario also with a lot of these groups out here. You have hypnotherapists and so forth that is leading their patients, so to speak, to believe certain things. And this was written up in a book that I feel is a very, very good book that everybody needs to read. And it's called Mute Evidence by Daniel Kagan and Ian Summers. And he goes through, this particular book goes through and outlines the entire ufological field as where a lot of this disinformation is coming from, and just exactly what are they trying to do with this disinformation.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also pointing out how the animal mutilation phenomenon basically was escalated by the very UFO field itself. And Plus, I mean, there are some other chapters in there, too, that's talking about various occult groups and so forth that have used apparently some conventional tranquilizers, which has been detected in some of the mutilations.
Now, this this is a very interesting topic, okay, the animal mutilation angle to this.
Mm-hmm.
Because in from what I've also found in my research, we do not know an nth degree of what the reality is concerning animal mutilations. There are certain people, no names to be mentioned, there are certain people that are luminaries or people who are considered to be experts in that field,
right,
who are presenting certain data that supports their theories, while the rest of the reality of what is going on, like you just mentioned, drugs, example, are being withheld from the people.
Right. And there's a lot of other things being here. And let me also, I'm not patting myself on the back here or anything, but let me just say that I started investigating these particular types of cases in 1973.
Okay.
Long before any of these other people jumped on the bandwagon.
Okay.
I also, in 1979, appeared before Senator Harrison Smith at the Mutilation Conference in Albuquerque, New Mexico, to present some of my findings at the time. And during that same year, I prepared a special criminal investigation report for the RCMP in Canada to aid them in their investigations into the mutilations in various provinces. And also some of my investigations were used in the preparation of a special report on animal mutilations by Kenneth Rommel, Jr., former FBI agent under the LEA grant for the Criminal Justice Department in Washington, D.C., and at that point in time, I was already in contact with the RCMP before anybody even knew that there were mutilations going on in Canada.
Okay.
And I prepared this special criminal investigation report for them to use with their, basically their seven-man team up there.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. Green and some of the other task force up there actually found conventional tranquilizers in some of the animals that basically was matching up with some of the findings here in the States. And this particular drug, by the way, is known as Special K now, ketamine, which we mentioned in our book, was also used by Ira Einhorn, which is now national news again because of the situation. They had a special on him not too long ago. He's also mentioned in our book as one of the movers and shakers of the revolution, as he calls it. And he also basically mutilated his girlfriend. And he also claimed to be in contact with extraterrestrials.
Ira Einhorn?
Oh, yes.
We're going to take a break, but when we come back, we need to tell the audience who Ira Einhorn is.
Okay.
This is very interesting. I didn't know this. Surprise, surprise. 303-860-1280. 303-860-1280. I'm even getting an education tonight. This is very interesting. My guest is Tommy Bland, a 30-year investigator of the UFO phenomena. And, man, what a story. We'll be right back after this. Stay tuned. I'm Michael Corbin. You're listening to the Paranet Continuum.
If you're in the market for replacement windows, you're probably doing your research and comparative shopping, looking at the different styles, checking the features from one window to the next, and finally deciding which price gives you the best value, which one gives you the most for your money. Traco Windows couldn't be happier that you're doing your research. In fact, we invite you to compare, because we know Traco Windows are some of the finest windows available today, and we're sure that you'll discover that too. These same windows were trusted enough to protect our nation's symbol of freedom, the Statue of Liberty, in its recent makeover. Now they're showing up in your neighborhood. Traco Windows, beautifully engineered for safety, security, and savings. For more information on how you can get Traco Windows in your home, call 303-205-9001. That's 303-205-9001. Traco Windows, beautifully engineered for safety, security, and savings. Call today at 303-205-9001.
1280 Ralph.
The Monaco Inn on Monaco, just south of Leedsdale at 962 South Monaco Street Parkway, is Denver's finest Greek restaurant. Monaco Inn features all your favorite home-cooked Greek dishes. Leg of lamb, dolmades, spanakopita, Greek lemon chicken, wonderful Greek salads, homemade avgolemonos soup, and of course baklava for dessert. The Monaco Inn, open 7 days a week and available for private parties and banquets. Call the Monaco Inn at 320-1104. 320-1104 for reservations. All dinners include soup or salad, rolls, and vegetable. And the next time you want a unique dining experience, stop by the Monaco Inn, Denver's most popular Greek restaurant on Monaco, just south of Leedsdale. The Monaco Inn, 320-1104 for reservations, and get ready to enjoy the best Greek food this side of Athens. The Monaco Inn. Tell them Gus sent you.
Join us this week as On the Edge gets hypothetically erotic.
We're talking to Bobby Rock, author of the new book, Hypothetical Erotica.
Look at these phones light up. Look at this. Every one of them lit up.
It happens every time. I'm telling you.
You never know just what might happen when you are on the edge.
Well, it's just not natural for a woman to do that kind of thing.
Whoa. Get this guy off the air before every woman in earshot comes looking for us.
Thursday night at 8, Saturday night at 5:30, and Sundays at 10 p.m.
Van Smack is in the jungle on 1280 Ralph.
In a lot of ways, Mike would probably say, man, that was a hard experience, but it was a good experience. The guy went down to New York, and he's putting up numbers in a pennant stretch. And if you can do that, there's nothing you can't do. I mean, I will say that about New York. It's a hard town, and when you win, the fans are great, and when you don't, they're brutal. But that kind of goes back to the old saying, it's trite, but it's true. If you can thrive and succeed there, you can anywhere. It's a hard town.
Real sports talk with Jim Rome in the jungle. Middays from 10 to 2.
On Denver's Talk Alternative. 1280 Ralph.
This place is cool.
That's hit deep.
What the heck was that?
Home run. A grand slam.
Did you see that?
Avalanche goal. Peter Forsberg.
That was amazing.
Number 20, Alfonso Ellis.
Two beers.
Hey, how about some buffalo wings?
This place is jumping, dude.
Hi, guys. You having a good time?
Houston, we have a touchdown.
I think we found the place for us.
The action is at Jackson's Hole Lodo, the best place to go for fun, food, and ice-cold cocktails. Every Friday and Saturday night, ladies drink free in the Skybox from 9 to 11. And downstairs, everyone gets $1.50 drafts on any draft beer or $2 you call it. Catch the action at Jackson's Hole in Lodo, across from Coors Field.
Get to Jackson's for Free Love Thursday. It's disco with a funky house mix. There's no cover all night, and ladies drink free from 9 to 11. And guys drink for $1 from 9 to 11 in the Skybox at Jackson's Hole Lodo.
It could be, it might be, it is! 1280 Ralph.
Past the hour, and we're returning with my guest, Tommy Bland. 303-860-1280 is the number, 303-860-1280. And Tommy, what a story. Continue with, who is Ira Einhorn?
Well, Ira Einhorn basically was a, what you would call a peacenik and New Age guru in the 60s. He was one of the movers and shakers of the counterculture revolution, so to speak.
Up around the Berkeley area?
Right. Ashbury Heights and so forth. And he basically hobnobbed with some of the counterculture superstars such as Jerry Rubin, Allen Ginsberg, and Abbie Hoffman, and also with Uri Geller and Andrei Puharit, and a number of other ones in the UFO field.
This is very interesting.
And the book, it was a very good book that was written a number of years ago called The Unicorn Secret, Murder in the Age of Aquarius by Stephen Levy. And as a matter of fact, in March of 1979, the blood drained, I want you to listen to this, the blood drained and mutilated body of Holly Maddox, which was his girlfriend, was found stuffed in a trunk in a well-known New Age leader's closet by federal investigators. Ira Einhorn was instrumental in the late 60s and early 70s for promoting the New Age philosophy and beliefs about non-human intelligences involved with UFOs through his international network of affluent friends. He was arrested but later escaped, and when I wrote this in the book, it indicated he remains one of America's most wanted men, although he's been captured, and he's in France now, and they're trying to get him back over here to the United States.
Now, as I recall, not too long ago, they did arrest him, didn't they?
Right.
They
got but then he was basically on his own recognizance over in France. He's free to roam around, but he basically can't leave the country. And the United States is trying to get him back over here to have a new trial.
Now, one of the things I want to touch on, too, which you just mentioned.
Okay, also I wanted to indicate, too, it was suspected by investigators that Einhorn may have murdered Maddox while under the influence of ketamine, his drug of choice. But anyway, in this book, The Unicorn Secret, there was a statement, couple of statements he made, which is very interesting, and he's talking to one of the investigators, and he indicates that he laughed, the trademark Einhorn laugh, that boisterous high-pitched giggle, so one is not making a plea on the basis of that, he continued, one would make a plea on the basis, in effect, that I'm a reasonably intelligent being, and if I would take the trouble to drain blood from the body, I certainly wouldn't put in a trunk in my apartment. I certainly wouldn't put it in there when I knew the police were investigating and when I knew a private detective was investigating. You're suggesting, said Lewis, it would be impossible to drain the body of blood in the apartment and not get any blood on any? Yes, I would. I think so, answered Einhorn. How did the blood get out of the body? I don't know how to drain blood from the body. And that seems to be the big issue nowadays with animal mutilations. How did the blood get out of the body? Doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also, you know, you have ketamine, being used as a conventional tranquilizer to bring down some of these animals. And as well, now here recently, Special K is being used by a lot of young people, and it's becoming much more predominant throughout the United States. The Federal Controlled Substances Act basically introduced legislation last year to make it a controlled substance, because this stuff is basically growing by leaps and bounds and being taken by a lot of young people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically Special K or ketamine is basically a derivative of PCP.
Really?
Right. But this ketamine also is being, and there's been a number of these cases where veterinary clinics are being broken into, pharmaceutical houses are being broken into, and massive amounts of this ketamine is being stolen.
Now, this is what's being found,
right,
in the animals that are being mutilated.
Yes, but it's not the only drug, okay? I want to stress that. It's not the only drug, because in the earlier years, there was a few cases that popped up with nicotine that was also used in some of the cases, chlorpromazine, then there was another one, I can't think of it right now. But there are those cases, like I said, and we hear all this talk about bloodless bodies and no footprints and things, and that is nonsense, because there has been cases to where footprints have been found. There's been cases where like a bull was mutilated in Colorado in a barn to give it that special effect, you know,
mm-hmm.
with the eight-inch circular cut out of the hide of the belly of the animal, and it just so happens that the investigators with the sheriff's department in the area saw where somebody had taken something and dusted over their tracks, which led out into some high grass about 3.5 feet tall, and there was an area out there where you can see the landing skids of a helicopter.
A helicopter?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is, and we've had car tracks, car tires. As a matter of fact, I've got an article showing a photograph of the trademarks that was taken, the plastic casts were taken of it, of a case in Denton, near Denton, Texas, concerning a mutilation over there of an animal, and the and the titling underneath it says, and so this is the spaceship that was found. Talking about the trademarks on the car,
mm-hmm.
Or the vehicle that was basically used in that
particular
mutilation
operation. Yeah,
right. And so, you know, and here again, there is good evidence that has been found, and you hear all this talk about there's no evidence that's been found and so forth. There's evidence that has been compiled by various law enforcement agencies, the law enforcement agencies came to a realization that in order to get anything done, they can't publicize the information. Okay, this is what the RCMP come to it at a certain point in time. They came to the conclusion that we do not need to be releasing information that is going to help or aid the culprits involved in doing this.
So, this is incredible. Okay, let me ask you this. Now, I have to ask this. If this is true, and if what you're saying is true, and I don't have any reason to believe that it's not, what does this say to the people who are putting out this information about the cattle mutilations and all the mystery that surrounds them? What role are they playing? Are they aware of this stuff and they're just sensationalizing it, or is there something else going on?
I think that some have become so obsessed with the particular belief or their pet theory,
mm-hmm.
that they have so strongly believed in the extraterrestrial scenario that they throw out the baby with the bathwater, that kind of scenario.
Okay.
And but apparently they haven't done their homework, and they haven't done any historical research either, and they haven't been in on cases to where there has been good evidence that's been gathered. And to give you an idea, at the very beginning of this whole thing, where you had cases of these mutilations occurring in Nebraska and so forth, you can see, if you take the clippings and the reports and so forth, and you can see where these particular individuals that was committing these particular mutilations were moving down through the states, and they were using a particular highway to move down through. And off to the side in various counties, they would commit their act, commit their deed, and get back on the highway and move down some more and then take off on a little small dirt road and go to a particular field and do their thing and then come back on that main highway, moving on down through the states, coming on into northern Texas, then branching off into northern New Mexico and so forth. It is very evident.
Okay, Tommy, let me ask you this. Who are they? Do you have any feel for who they are?
Okay, well, let me give you a little bit of background here.
All right.
Okay. Now, the ATF, I don't know if you're aware of the ATF report that was basically written up at that point in time in 1975.
No, I wasn't aware of it.
Okay, well, there was an ATF report that was written up by ATF agent Donald Flickinger.
Okay.
And in their report, basically, he discussed various individuals that had possible connections with this particular, these mutilations.
Okay.
And in the report was certain names that had basically everything from people that were involved in the occult to possible militia type of activities to bikers and so forth.
Okay.
All right. Even some helicopter pilots. You have various things such as was being investigated at that point in time with narcotic trafficking, burglary, fencing activities, and a number of other things. And you had, you know, a number of different agencies involved in these investigations.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, if you look at the report, you also see in the report that there are some human mutilations. Okay?
Really?
And these are verified.
Okay.
All right?
All right, let's, Tommy, hold that, because we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll pick up on the human mutilations, because I've heard rumors about human mutilations, but I've never really verified it or heard it verified. So we'll get to that. We've got callers. Everybody stay put. 303-860-1280 is our number, 303-860-1280. We'll get to you here just shortly. My guest is Tommy Bland, and this is an explosive hour. Very action-packed, if you will. We'll be back after this. Stay tuned. This is the Paranet Continuum. We'll be right back.
Give your vehicle the energy it needs to start this winter. If you own a Ford, Mercury, or Lincoln, that means getting a Motorcraft Tested Tough battery right now for only $59.95 or less during Quality Care Fall Value Days at participating Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealers. You'll also find great deals on brakes, shocks, and more.
Installation and taxes extra. Fits most cars and light trucks. Prices good through November 15, 1998. See dealer for the price and details.
At your service, Quality Care. I hope I see you there.
Surfing lessons, $65 an hour. Luxury cruises, $2,500 per person. Private islands, $75 million plus tax. Fortunately, there's a more affordable way to get away. A suite retreats weekend at Embassy Suites. Our suite retreats weekends include a two-room suite, free cook-to-order breakfast, and an evening reception on the house. But hurry, there are only a few suite retreats weekends remaining. So call 1-800-EMBASSY and escape to Embassy Suites. What a difference a stay makes. Some restrictions apply.
1280 Ralph.
It used to be that only a select few jewelers had relationships all over the world to bring in the best diamonds at the lowest price. Well, our industry has changed. Some may even say it's been turned upside down. Hi, this is Charlene with Brendan Jewelers, urging you to visit one of our six locations to see what's happening at Brendan Jewelers. We've recently formed a relationship with one of the top diamond producers in the world. That means a lot to us at Brendan Jewelers, but what does it mean to you? It means that Brendan's now has more world-class diamonds at the best prices you may have ever seen. It also means that everyone in Colorado's jewelry business is just a little nervous because they know at Brendan Jewelers we'll guarantee our diamonds and your lowest price. So come in and see our new collection of brilliant diamonds. Just look for the Trusted Brendan's logo and tell them Charlene sent you.
Brendan Jewelers, a better diamond guaranteed a better price. Located in South Glen Mall, Villa Italia, Westminster Mall, Buckingham Square, Southwest Plaza, and Chapel Hills Mall in Colorado Springs.
1430, be there. In gratitude for saving France, the savior is sentenced to burn. The patriot's name? Joan of Arc. Then hop on a broomstick to 17th century Salem, where no one accused of witchery ever burned at all. Witness five landmark cases as the History Channel presents History on Trial Week on In Search of History. All this week at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific. Only on the History Channel, where the past comes alive. Case closed.
This weekend, give the cat a little privacy. Ignore the lawn. Give the vacuum cleaner the weekend off. Take advantage of Hampton Hotel's low, take-it-easy weekend rates from now until the end of the year. Enjoy our free breakfast bar, in-room movies, and other valuable amenities. And now you can use the money you save on your weekend instead of on your hotel. For reservations, call 1-800-HAMPTON. Because you're never too old to run away from home. Hampton Hotels. We make it easy to take it easy. Some restrictions may apply.
1280 Ralph.
Hey, Mr. Stickler, welcome to Perkins Family Restaurant.
Oh, thanks, Jenny.
What's the matter?
Well, my whole family was supposed to go over to my Aunt Mitzi's house for pie this Thanksgiving, and now it's ruined.
Her pie?
No, her house.
Oh.
She made a model of Plymouth Rock for a centerpiece, mm-hmm. Got stuck in the door, and now all 20 guests are coming to my house.
I see.
And I'm not so hot with pie.
So don't bake pie.
Oh, thanks, Jenny. Next time I need horrible advice, I know who to come to.
No, I mean order your pies. From
mm-hmm.
Perkins. They're all fresh baked right here. Scrumptious holiday flavors like pumpkin, pecan. Apple lattice, or holiday French silk, caramel apple, and even wild berry.
Oh, wild berry.
Uh-huh. Just fill out this order form and pick up your pies whenever you're ready, Mr. Stickler.
Oh, thanks, Jenny. And this is going to be the best Stickler family Thanksgiving since my cousin Jerry constructed a life-size paper mache Mayflower.
Wow, that's,
amazing?
No, weird.
Oh.
Order your holiday pies from Perkins Family Restaurants for a limited time at participating Perkins. There's always something new cooking at Perkins.
We'll clear up that itchy rash. 1280 Ralph.
7:40 as we continue on the Paranet Continuum with my guest Tommy Bland, and this is an incredible hour, Tommy, and this is wild. Now, when we went to break, you were getting ready to talk about that there are human mutilations.
Yes, has been.
Has been.
Right, still are.
Okay.
And there are similarities and even same identical things being done to the humans as being done to the animals. And let me, okay, now, this particular ATF report talks about authorities in Tampa, Florida, advised that they made two arrests for a murder that took place near Washington, D.C. about a year ago. Tampa authorities, this is a 1975 report, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Tampa authorities and Alexandria, Virginia authorities described the killing as that of a local Alexandria male who had his sex organs removed, ears cut off, drained of blood, and has been trussed up in a fetal position held by wire and used at the scene of several rituals in Alexandria. Members of the occult transported the body to Tampa, Florida, where Tampa authorities were able to make two arrests and recover the body.
Wow.
And that's not all. I mean, here you have Chicago, UPI. This came out of November 17, 1982. Another woman has been found slain as police said a series of sexual mutilations, rapes, and slayings of women in the Chicago area may be linked to a devil worship cult. Some of the victims' breasts were severed with a knife. Their breast.
Okay.
Now, listen to this. August 29, 1980, you remember the Gainesville mutilations of the co-eds and so forth?
Yes.
And,
mm-hmm.
Okay. In this particular article here, you have, also mentioning in here, you have sources familiar with the case who insisted on anonymity, said the breasts or nipples of at least two women were cut with an object believed to be a surgically sharp instrument.
So, indeed, these
okay,
are...
You see the breast and the nipples. Now,
mm-hmm.
In the animal mutilations, like the cattle and so forth, especially the cows, you have sometimes three, basically, nipples removed, and the other ones are still there. Sometimes you have two of them removed, and the other ones are there. And these are cut. These are sliced off.
Surgically.
Right. Now here's another particular case that came out of the Dallas Morning News, June 15, 1979. This involved an individual that basically they suspected him of the sexual mutilation murder, former Smith County jail inmate, whose testimony was crucial in sending a Jacksonville man to death row for a 1977 sex mutilation murder, and so forth. Goes on to state that after she was rendered unconscious, the pathologist said her frenzied attacker stabbed her in the back with a vegetable knife and in the throat with scissors. An autopsy also revealed 20 to 30 other stab wounds, a broken rib, and a severed carotid artery. Okay, now here's the part. The attacker also cut her hair and slashed portions from her vagina, rectum, and upper lip, which were never found.
Good heavens.
So you have sections being taken from the reproductive organs, the rectum, and upper lip, which is identical to what's being taken from some of the animals also, the upper lip, rectum, and the reproductive organs.
That sounds to me like this could be ascribed to satanic cults or something along that line.
Mm-hmm.
Is that possibly what we're...
Not only that. I mean, I have cases here of horses and cows being mutilated up in the state of Washington and also over in England that were mutilated in a similar fashion that everybody's claiming that, you know, these classic cases are. And they also had, after the necropsy was done and so forth, they had semen in them.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm.
This
sounds like a very nasty business.
Well, not only that. Now, let's go through some reports here.
All right, Tommy,
sure.
let's take a call. Okay, we've got people on hold here. Let me take a call, and then we'll continue. We'll just go along with this and take some of these reports that you've got. Good morning, Tom. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Mike and Tommy. Good show.
Thank you.
You guys are keeping me up.
That's the idea.
I know it. It's really refreshing to hear logic rather than sensationalism like further west.
Yeah, right.
One real quick thing. I've heard that Einhorn, the State Department, is dragging its feet on his extradition.
Right. That's what I've heard also.
Yeah, they're dragging their feet.
Right. But I think there's, you know, one prosecutor that's really wanting really bad, working really hard to get him over here.
And evidently, Madeleine Albright herself is part of the slowing down process, too.
It sounds like primary colors, doesn't it?
Pardon me?
Sounds like what, Tommy?
Primary colors.
Yeah.
Just a joke.
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay.
This is the first time I've heard about human mutilations. Boy, that is sick, you know?
Me, too. I mean, you know, I've heard rumors about this, but, you know, as he's mentioning this, yeah, you know?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think only one other time, Tommy, have I heard that there were tracks or, you know, there was evidence around these mutilations.
Mm-hmm.
But it's usually pretty well stated that there was no sign of activity around.
Well, you know, granted, you know, I mean, see, that also depends upon the type of terrain. I mean, just like one veterinarian said, you know, okay, let's walk out here. You know, it was hard dirt and everything like that. We walked out there and walked back where the animal's at, didn't leave a footprint.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it all depends upon the terrain, and it also depends upon, you know, the technique. Not all animals that found where they're found were actually mutilated there at that spot. They were done somewhere else, and they were brought there and dropped there.
Sure, and they could have been dropped or something from a helicopter, too.
Right.
Or lowered
and
down.
And some of them, basically, you know, here again, it's a terrain, and there has been, you know, footprints have been found around some of the cases. Vehicular tracks have been found around some cases. And helicopter skid marks have been found in some cases. So, you know, there is that evidence there. And you've had not only just the mutilation itself taking place, but you've actually had, like, one mutilation that took place up in, I think it was Kansas, in a barn. Then whoever did the mutilation also slashed the tires on this particular individual's motorcycle. And then in another case, a mutilation was done, and somebody tried to burn somebody's farmhouse down. You know, so there is these other things that go along with these animal mutilations as well, too. And to give you another some idea of how bad it got, the ATF agent that wrote the report had blood smeared on the front of his Minneapolis home by a person seeking his withdrawal from the investigation.
Really?
Oh, yes. Mm. And are you familiar with Ed Sanders, the author of the book on the Manson family?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, he was also threatened due to his inquiries into the cattle mutilation.
Okay, Tommy, I'll let other callers get on, but could you address the men in black if you have time?
Okay, if I have time.
Okay, well, we'll try to get it in. Thanks, Tom, very much, okay? Now, real quick, going back to Ed Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
When did Ed Sanders make an inquiry into cattle mutilations?
This was back in 76, I believe, 77.
Was this connected to his investigation into the Manson thing?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of little loose, you know, ends that you know, little avenues that seem to branch out into many different things. You
okay.
know, when you're looking into this area.
Okay.
But here again, the reason why I'm stating this is that, I mean, these were threats made on individuals' lives. I mean, you know, a couple of sheriffs have been threatened, you know, you've an individual, a sheriff that I was working very, very closely with. In Benton County, Arkansas, was shot at while he was out on his tractor, and his house was ransacked. His mutilation files were ransacked.
Okay, we've got to take a break. Hold on to that. We'll come back to that. This is an incredible hour. Tommy Bland is my guest Our number is 303-860-1280. 303-860-1280. Stay tuned. There's more to come. I'm Michael Corbin. You're listening to the Parent Continuum.
Comrie picking up the loose puck, skates behind the net again, looking for Robertson, crashing on the right side, sends it in front, tips up, shot, score!
College hockey is the best, and for decades, the city of Denver's home team for college athletics has been the University of Denver Pioneers. They've played a tough and gritty brand of hockey that is expected in the WCHA, and this season there will be no exception. Be there for all of the action this season as the Pioneers do battle with some of college hockey's powerhouses, like Wisconsin, North Dakota, and Colorado College for the WCHA title and the coveted Division I championship. Witness the hard-hitting, fast action of college hockey, University of Denver hockey, by buying tickets for this season. When you do that, you can buy the 1999 season at the same price, and you will have access to some of the best seats in the house at the new state-of-the-art Ritchie Center. The University of Denver Pioneers Hockey, college hockey at its best. For tickets, call today at 303-871-2336. That's 303-871-2336. The game is on with Denver's home team, the University of Denver Pioneers Hockey.
1280. Ralph.
Hey, this is Bill Cosby. Do you know what a valet does with your car when you hand him the keys? I know what you feel he's doing because you can see him drive away. But really, what he's doing, once you can't see him, he's doing 230 miles per hour in second gear. And the radio's turned up so loud, you got a traveling boombox. You can hear all 12 years of rubber burning. See, when you get your car back from this dude, it's 230 miles back in second gear. He's driven, and the car looks like and feels like you went 900 miles. This is why I park at Harvey's Hotel Casino in Central City, the only casino in Central City, Blackhawk, with 530 free covered self-parking slots. Me parking my car at Harvey's Hotel Casino in Central City.
Ski in, ski out from Beaver Run Resort via the Beaver Run Super Chair, located at the base of Peak 9. Just feet from your accommodations for an early season rate starting at just $64 per night. Take advantage of your buddy pass or the great lift ticket prices and super early season conditions. Beaver Run Resort offers the best choice in accommodations in Breckenridge. Luxurious but affordable accommodations, ranging from hotel rooms to deluxe suites with private spa tubs to four-bedroom suites with fireplaces and balconies. Enjoy the ski in, ski out convenience from the resort, as well as the shops, indoor-outdoor pools, indoor miniature golf, seven hot tubs, restaurants, nightclubs, ski rental, and more, all under one roof and just a short walk from downtown historic Breckenridge. So, what are you waiting for? Book your early season ski vacation in Breckenridge today. Also, ask about other ski and family packages. Call 800-525-2253 to make your reservation or for more information. That's 800-525-2253 at Beaver Run Resort in Breckenridge, Colorado. Limited package availability and some restrictions apply.
1280 Ralph.
The envelope, please. Starz Movie Channel is 100% movies. New hit movies you'll see first on Starz and only on Starz. Like the surprise Oscar-winning drama Good Will Hunting, starring Matt Damon as a troubled genius and Robin Williams as the only man who can reach him. It's one of the best movies of the year. So call 1-800-758-5555 to order Starz. And remember,
cooler weather's coming, so it's time to think about stopping into your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer for great prices on brakes during Quality Care Fall Value Days. Get brake service for your Ford, Lincoln, or Mercury for just $95 or less. That includes installing genuine Ford front or rear brake linings on most cars and light trucks.
Texas Extra excludes machining, rotors, and drums. Price is good to November 15, 1998. See dealer for the price and details.
Extra service, Quality Care. I hope I see you there.
You're home at work. 1280 Ralph.
We'll be right back.
1280, 303-860-1280. Returning is my guest, Tommy Bland, and we're hearing quite an incredible amount of information. Tommy's been investigating the UFO phenomena and its, you know, other things that go along with it, including cattle mutilations, for 30 years. And we've been spending this time during this hour talking about animal mutilations. Tommy, what is the history of this? When did we first hear about animal mutilations?
Well, basically, I mean, they've attributed the classic case of Snippy, which actually wasn't the name of the horse, in Alamosa, Colorado in 1967.
Right.
And that was attributed to UFOs. Mrs. Burl Lewis, the owner of the horse, it was on the King Ranch there in near Alamosa, Colorado, and it was found with a portion of its neck, and like it had been sliced, and then all the meat was removed and taken off of the spinal cord and head.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an individual that claimed to have done a necropsy on the animal, claiming that the brain had disappeared and there was some other organs that had mysteriously turned to mush, and your typical things that are being stated today in the press.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to retract those statements later on. That particular individual, became involved again not too long ago in making certain statements to the press and so forth, as he had done once before in 1967.
Mm-hmm.
Here you have the disinformation continually coming out. But, I mean, people like Dr. David Green, who was a veterinarian pathologist, worked with the RCMP detachments, indicated that, succinylcholine or ketamine was basically introduced into the muscle tissue. And he basically had confirmed cases, and that the bodies of all the confirmed mutilations were also hypothermic. This meant that, the tissues of the few that was actually mutilated, the temperature was elevated measurably beyond what it should have been in a decomposing carcass.
Mm-hmm.
The reason for this, he explained that it was due to the action of drugs like succinylcholine and ketamine, and that these particular drug residues and knife damage he had been able to verify it.
Yeah.
Then you have, other toxicology reports and so forth coming from other states here in the United States, where you have confirmed presence of a significant concentration of succinylcholine or ketamine and so forth.
Tommy, we're going to take. We got to go to news.
Okay.
We'll come back to this in just a moment. Tommy Bland is my guest. Our number is 303-860-1280. 303-860-1280. We'll see you on the other side of the news. Stay tuned. I'm Michael Corbin. This is the Paranet Continuum.
That's right.
Denver's talk alternative.
That's right, okay.
1280 Route.
We're at Denver Media Corporation Station.